A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take ten for Talmud. Menachas Pei Dalet, Menachas 84a, pagination is 167. We'll start about a quarter of the way down. At the end of the line, you'll see a two dots, and then we begin on the next line, Tanan Hasam, we learnt over there. Our topic is the Korban Omer, a special mincha brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of Nisan. And that Omer is, that Korban is brought from barley that was freshly harvested, preferably, as we discussed, the night before. The statement that's being quoted is, Shomrei Sefichin, those that were guarding these fresh shoots, Bashevius, Notlin during Shemitah, Notlin secharan mitrumas halishka. They're allowed to get paid. They did get paid from the trumas halishka, from the money that was donated from people towards the upkeep of Beis HaMikdash projects. So we have a few concepts flying around here. Number one, Shemitah. Shemitah, the grain is not owned by any specific person. It's ownerless. And therefore, they were in a quandary. How do they make sure that indeed the Omer worth of barley is going to be available for the Karban? You have animals wandering in the fields. You have the people wandering and picking. How do you make sure that there is available to be cut for the Omer? So they had Shomrei Sefichin, people who guarded it during Shavuos, during Shemitah, and those people are going to get paid. Where do they get paid from? And over here, we're encountering a concept that comes up in other areas as well, that certain communal responsibilities are going to be paid from the communal fund. This fund is coming from the half shekel coin that everybody would donate towards the Beis HaMikdash. It was collected in the Beis HaMikdash, and that money was used typically for karbanos, public karbanos, so that everybody had a share. But sometimes that money would be used for other communal needs. So that's the statement. Again, Tanan Hasam, the people that are guarding the Shemitah grain so that the Omer can be brought, how they're going to get paid, but there's such a thing. Rami le Rami Bar Chama le Rav Chisda, Rami Rav Chama asked Rav Chisda, Tanan, you're telling me in this Mishnah, Shomrei Sefichin Bashevius Notan Secharam Mitrumas Halishka, that there's such a thing as people guarding it so that the Omer can be brought from the Shemitah grain. Viraminhu, I'll ask you a question. La'achla v'lo l'sreifa, the rule by Shemitah is that you're going to eat it. You're not allowed to burn it. And a portion, a kmitza, of the Omer is going to be burned on the Mizbeach. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't match. How could you go ahead and burn Shemitah produce? It's a posuk, only to eat it. Indeed, even today, we have a specific consideration regarding the disposal of Shemitah produce. If a person peels the vegetable, etc., there's special considerations. Can't just throw it out. La'achla, it's meant to be eaten. V'lo l'sreifa, you're not going to burn it on the Mizbeach. And this entire thing is implying that the Omer will be brought from the Shemitah produce. Amar lei, Rav Chisda responded, Rachmana Omar Loch Ledoro Seichem. The Torah says that it's going to be a mitzvah observed for generations. Well, generations includes many Shemitas. Va'at amriti batal. And you're telling me this is a conflict. What's the answer? Must be that when the Torah said l'doroseichem to bring the Omer, it's allowing the burning. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv. That's what the Torah wants of us. Not much different than shechting an animal on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash because the Torah said bring the Karban Tamid and bring the Musfei Shabbos, etc. So the word l'doroseichem, without any further qualification, oh, but not on Shemitah or whatever, means that's what the Torah is asking you to do. So basically, Rav Chista is challenging Rami Bar Chama and asking him, you're asking a question on us that we're bringing the Omer from Shemitah produce, and what exactly were you proposing? Amar Lei. Rami Bar Chama responded, Umiku aminu ana tivatel. I never said you shouldn't bring the carbon during Shemitah. Don't bring this mincha during Shemitah. Leisi midi ishtakit. I thought you would bring from grain of last year. And that's why I'm surprised when you say they're guarding the fresh tevua to bring a mincha from it. It's Shemitah produce. How can you burn things from it? And again, as Rav Chista asked, so what are you proposing? He's saying, I'm proposing that you should use last year's. Rav Chista said, that doesn't work, but in a Carmel Veleka, you need that it be fresh. Carmel, fresh. And it's not, if it's last year's. Velaisimi Carmel de Ishtaket, Rav Chista suggests. Why don't you bring from what was Carmel last year? It was fresh, plumpy when you harvested it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Kra, Carmel Takriv. It has to be Carmel fresh at the time that you're bringing it. Ba'ina Carmel b'sha'as hakrava v'leka. We need that it's still fresh at this time, and that's not going to be true if it's last year's produce. This, by the way, is something that also comes up with the Arba Minim, to use a lulav or an esrig of last year, but it's not going to be fresh anymore. Such considerations. On the word Carmel, which we're translating as fresh, it actually is a little bit of a more sophisticated word than just that. The word Carmel is a contraction, rach, mol. Rach meaning soft, mol seems to mean crushable, which means that as much as it is soft, but it also provides resistance, and it gets crushed. Tosfos in Shabbos, daf vav amud aleph, suggests that the word Carmel, as in Carmelis, one of the domains of Shabbos, comes from this contraction, and he suggests that Car means wet, and Mol means dry. It's soft and hard at the same time. Carmelis in Laws of Shabbos is described as something that's not a Rishus HaYochid and not a Rishus HaRabim. It's not private. It's not public. It's something in between. The way we simply explain it is that a Carmelis would be something that doesn't have 600,000 people going through it, so it's not a true public domain, but it's not fenced in either, so it's not private. And that's this concept of Carmelis, that it's something in between. In the words of Tosfos in Shabbos, lo lach velo yavesh. It's not wet, it's not dry. Just for interest, the word Carmel, as brought in Menachas Samach Vav Amad Beis, is also understood as a contraction, kar mul, a pillow that's full, which means that we're describing its appearance rather than its dynamic and how it's going to react to pressure. Its appearance is a stuffed pillow, that it's plump, but as we're saying as well, that it has resistance. In any case, coming back to our Gemara, the Shavius, the Shemitah Omer, was going to be brought from the produce that's current, and that's learnt from Carmel Takriv, that it has to be plump at the time that it's being harvested to be brought. Artscroll footnote brings an interesting question. Bidieved, the Omer can be brought from last year's. But apparently that wasn't considered a viable solution here, perhaps because it was unthinkable that the Shemitah, which happens every 7 years, would have to be brought in a way that's considered bidieved, only meant for after the fact, shasadchak, unfortunate circumstances. And therefore it was understood from Carmel Takriv and Lidoroseichem that it can and should be brought in the lechatchila manner from the current Shemitah produce. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.